to prevent the lawlessness of people burning down car lots and buildings. They're supposed to be there, and when politically they're just simply not allowed to do their job, the reaction of the community shouldn't be, well, I guess everything is just going to burn. No, it's still wrong for people to go and burn and riot. And so I don't believe that Rittenhouse went looking for trouble. He went to defend private property, and you've got to put the blame and the onus on the people who were there rioting as the ones who were instigating the problem.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So how do you see this thing coming out? A jury of his peers, they're going to whittle this thing down, and they're going to deliberate eventually, maybe as early as tonight, maybe as early as tomorrow. What do you think happens? What's the final outcome?
Yeah, if I just had to guess, I'd say he gets acquitted. But the problem is that you just don't know. Is the jury considering what was presented, or do they come in to the trial with certain narratives in their mind, and basically think that they need to rule a certain way or find a certain way because of those narratives. So if they just stick with what's presented at trial, I have a very hard time believing that they won't find him not guilty. I mean, the presumption of innocence is still here, and the prosecutor certainly hasn't proven anything. And the defense doesn't have to prove that Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. The burden is with the prosecutor, but I think the evidence is very, very clear that he acted in self-defense.
And if he is acquitted, and will Kenosha burn again, or will people in that area, not just the citizens, but the folks that come from Illinois and different places from around the country, will they have learned their lesson from 2020?
Boy, I sure hope so. I mean, you mentioned that the governor's already called out the National Guard. I think that's a good first step. I mean, that's the thing, right, is that if the police and the National Guard are able to do their job, this will not happen. But does politics get involved, and do they just back off? That's the question, and hopefully not. I mean, hopefully they've learned their lesson that, look, we're supposed to keep peace. You know, one of the fundamental jobs of the government is to keep order and not let people riot and burn things down. And I hope they're allowed to do that job this time.
More with Victor Jakes coming up. Steve Bannon says that he's going to go on offense as he sees a judge for the first time. And I'll simply tell you that this thing is going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. We'll talk about that. Also, it's day four of the special session of the Nevada legislature. Will redistricting end up in the courts? I happen to think it probably will. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams at the moment, there's still a stalled vehicle there on the exit ramp as you get off of Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to Flamingo. So look for that on the right shoulder there. Also, reduced speeds on the 15, southbound at Oakey, north 15 at Spring Mountain. And, of course, with that bridge reconstruction work going on through the Spaghetti Bowl all the way out to Eastern Avenue on the 515, limited space there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Do expect major delays through there. And a little congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Decatur, 215 eastbound at Gillespie.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Raiders got pounded on Sunday. 41-14, the loss at home against Kansas City. The Raiders dropped to 5-4. Kansas City 6-4 with the win. Derek Carr, 25 of 35 passing in the loss, 261 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. The Cardinals got rocked against the Panthers. 34-10, the final. The Cards dropped to 8-2. They were without starting quarterback Kyler Murray for the second straight game. The Suns beat the Rockets 115-89. Phoenix 9-3 with the win. 26 points for Devin Booker. JaVale McGee with a double-double. Right back at it tonight visiting the T-Wolves. On the NHL schedule tonight, the Golden Knights host the Hurricanes. Vegas 9-6-0 this season. Winners in three straight. The Hurricanes lead the Metropolitan Division 11-2-0 overall. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
New at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu. And the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you are keeping score at home, Mark Richards, Kyle Rittenhouse, defense attorney, is beginning closing arguments. We'll go to those coming up a little bit later on. Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This is a special session day 4, and they're dealing with redistricting. And I guess my question is, in other states we see redistricting constantly going into the court system, and the courts end up drawing lines and districts. Is that what you think is going to happen here?
Well, it's definitely going to go to court. It'll be interesting to see if the court decides to intervene or not. And I think that's more up in the air. Republicans have been complaining about the maps, and I mean, they certainly have reason to complain. The Democrats are trying to skew them as much as possible to benefit their own party, which is what parties do in redistricting, and we'll see if the court just decides they've gone too far.
But this seems like we have computers, we have all kinds of resources that we can throw at this thing to get a fair drawing of the maps, and yet we end up letting a judge or a special master or somebody of that ilk having to eventually draw the lines. And it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of money. Is there an easier way of doing this thing?
Well, I mean, the thing is that whatever party is in power doesn't want fair lines. They want lines that benefit them. And that is a bipartisan thing. The national media will say, Republicans are wanting to gerrymander Ohio and Texas. Look, Democrats want to gerrymander too. Unless you have a politician who is actively proposing an independent commission, don't believe them if they say they oppose gerrymandering. They oppose the other side gerrymandering. So there was an initiative that was launched kind of pre-COVID and never took off because of all the restrictions during COVID that would have created basically an independent commission. The thing is that everyone knows how to draw fair lines. It's just it's just a question of how much can you get away with without running afoul of the Voting Rights Act.
But here in Nevada, we've got the Republicans aren't happy, Hispanics aren't happy, African Americans aren't happy, nobody's happy. How do we get a map that everybody can agree upon, that where there's some consensus?
Well, I mean,
or is that possible?
Absent a, you know, basically what needs to happen is an initiative needs to be run where they craft a, you know, they come up with some sort of commission that's balanced, and that draws the maps. You know, that's what ultimately would produce, you know, more logical maps, you know, where it's done based on, you know, more communities and you know, people who kind of share interests versus, you know, how many Democrats can we, you know, get in this district, and let's stuff all the Republicans into as few districts as possible. Because, you know, absent that, or, you know, or what would happen is if, you know, say the governor was a Republican and the legislature was Democrat, then there'd have to be some compromise and you'd end up with something, you know, more down the middle.
How long do they go with this thing? How long does the special session end?
You know, there's been talk that they could get out of there tomorrow. You know, if it's going to end up in the courts, Democrats have the votes to do whatever they want. I wouldn't surprise me if they get out of there tomorrow or Wednesday.
Final subject. I want to talk about Steve Bannon, who met with the media after he reported to the courthouse and stood before a judge. He will have an official arraignment coming up next week. But Steve Bannon said afterwards that he is going on offense. What do you think that means?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it could just be telling a story publicly through the media, trying, you know, not being silent, but just trying to get his side of you know, of the situation out there. That would be my guess. Maybe he could sue someone. I'm not quite sure how that would work.
Yeah, the one thing he did say, though, is that he's not going to be defensive about this, that he's going to go after Schumer, he's going to go after Pelosi, he's going to go after Biden. And, I mean, it scorched earth policy, I think, came to mind, and I don't know what that means in a legal sense, but how do you fight something like this offensively when you are the subject of an indictment?
Well, I think you try and go to the public. Try and make your case, and you try and talk about why you think what's happening isn't fair. The double standard, where, you know, other people, you know, have been held in contempt, other Democrats, and you know, there's just not been ever any action from Congress, kind of the selective justice, you know, that we're seeing with things like the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. You know, I think those are the things you try and highlight.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Victor, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you so much, my friend. Always love reading your stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We will talk again soon. I promise you. Have a great week, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Mark Richards is the attorney of record for no less than Kyle Rittenhouse. Closing arguments, here it is, live on Live and Local.
Regarding his medication, Ms. Swartz said, we couldn't get medication because the Walgreens were all boarded up. She said, the hospital said they gave him his medication. So whatever facility gave him his medication. Mr. Binger, the man with the burden of proof, why didn't he bring in a hospital or a jail to prove that Mr. Rosenbaum was properly medicated? He'd been off his medications, according to Ms. Swart, for 7 to 10 days. We know that he was acting like somebody who wasn't on their proper medication. He was not acting normal. Next. Richard McGinnis. Reckless. And here, Mr. McGinnis, I'd like to talk about, because the self-defense does not go to Mr. McGinnis, But if Kyle was privileged in exercising self-defense against Mr. Rosenbaum, it carries over to the endangering count of Mr. McGinnis. And Mr. McGinnis, specifically, if the defendant, and I'm reading directly from an instruction, page 9, second full paragraph, which you will be given, if the defendant was acting lawfully in self-defense, his conduct did not create an unreasonable risk to another. That is Mr. McGinnis. Ladies and gentlemen, when my client shot Joseph Rosenbaum, he feared for his life. He feared because of the prior threats, the prior statements, and the violent acts that had been witnessed by my client. Mr. McGinnis, as a witness, I think he helped us more than he hurt us. He talked about, and this was on the cross for Mr. Binger, how do you know what Mr. Rosenbaum was thinking? He goes, I don't, but I know he yelled, fuck you, and then lunged at Kyle Rittenhouse. Why is he yelling?
There you have it. And our apologies for the obscenity. That's what happens in a court of law from time to time. You don't expect it, but it's there. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's take you back. Mark Richards is the attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse. Closing arguments, Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's happening live, and we bring it to you live here on Live and Local.
He's hit in the head with a hand with a rock in it, knocking his hat off. Mr. Binger says, oh, he just knocked his hat off. I don't think that individual was trying to steal Mr. Rittenhouse's hat. He was trying to take his head off. Who comes in next? Anthony Huber, for the first time. Hits him. Opening statement, Mr. Binger, was he takes a swing at him. Now it's he blocked because we took the videotape and lightened it up. Huber strikes him in the head and arm the first time. Jump kick man comes in, kicks him in the face, spins his body 180 degrees, and Anthony Huber comes in for the second lick to the shoulder neck area, trying to take his head off. And when he does that, his other hand goes grabbing for the gun, his bare hand onto the gun and pulling it away from Kyle Rittenhouse. Mr. Binger wants Kyle to sit there and hope and pray to God his strap works, and Anthony Huber can't get the gun. We don't know that. We'll never know that as he's running away from him. A shot as the gun is being separated from his body, and you'll see the butt way far away when the shot is finally fired. Even Gage Grosskowitz said he was concerned about the blows that Jump Kick Man and Anthony Huber were inflicting on Kyle's head. That's probably the only thing I agree with Mr. Grosskowitz. Gage Grosskowitz. The state must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that what Kyle did under those facts and circumstances was unreasonable, that he was not entitled to self-defense. Consider all the events that had occurred that evening, him being attacked, kicked in the head, hit in the head with a skateboard, other individuals running up on him, and now Mr. Grosskowitz runs up on him. And the first action of Mr. Grosskowitz, and I'll go through the video later, is really he's running in, the hand is coming up, and the gunshot with Huber goes off. And the natural reaction is the flinch. He covers up. And then he pulls his hands up. And as he's standing with his hands up, look, he's not gripping the gun anymore in a pistol grip. Hands apart, hands up. And as he comes in to finish the job, the hand is on the gun going for Mr. Rittenhouse. And he says it's an involuntary movement. The shot comes before it gets directly to his head, but the motion is coming, the shot, and it continues on with that momentum. Enough momentum to go through the bullet and point directly at Kyle's head. Does Kyle fire again? No, he doesn't.
There you have it. Mark Richards, closing arguments. Kenosha, Wisconsin, we bring it to you live. Coming up, we'll talk about something, well, not very pleasant, but not as deadly, certainly. We're going to talk about what happened with the Raiders and the Chiefs last night. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what in God's name happened to the Raiders last night, blown away by the Chiefs? And again, you know my story. I grew up with the Chiefs. I traveled with the Chiefs. I went to training camp with them in River Falls, Wisconsin. And so I have an affinity for the Kansas City Chiefs. I do like the Raiders, and they are quickly becoming my team. But what happened? Gentleman Jim Dallas, I'm not even sure that you bought it. Did you gamble on this game?
I did not. I stayed away from it.
And it was what, 2.5?
Yeah, it was. The Raiders were 2.5-point underdogs at home.
Wow!
And usually home dogs are a good bet, but obviously it wasn't in this one. The Chiefs, they got their mojo back. Remember, they've been a regular in the playoffs the past couple of years. Went to the Super Bowl. They won. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost, but The Raiders allowed 516 yards last night to Mahomes and company, who had five touchdowns in the game. And the Raiders were only able to muster 299 yards of offense, and they had a couple of turnovers. So it kind of shows you why.